Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the shape of a triangle. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our paper. You write your name, I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're not going to need it for a while. And if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. There's a house and some trees and a fence. And we're going to be looking for the shape of a triangle. So the first thing I want you to look at are the trees. The trees on the top are a triangle. So I would like us to find, what do you think, which color? Yep, our green crayon. And I would like us to color the top part of the tree, not the stem of the tree, but the triangle part of the tree, not the trunk. And we're going to color it green. So color all three trees green. These trees are in the shape of a triangle. It's called a triangle because it has three sides. If you're coloring your tree, you can see there's a side, and then a bottom. One, two, three. Three sides. And that makes a triangle. Tri means three, like a tricycle has three wheels. Well, triangle has three sides. That's what the tri part means. You're learning some good stuff today. It's true. So we're making three green trees, and these trees just happen to be in the shape of a triangle. They have three sides. There's a side, and then there's the bottom. That makes three. One, two, three. This side and the bottom part. But we're not coloring the trunk. That's got more than three sides. That has a side, side, top, bottom. That's four. We're not going to color that. We're working on triangles. Take two more seconds for your green trees. Two. One. Okay, go ahead and put down your crayon. I see triangles everywhere on the picture. Do you? Now that I know they have three sides, I see them everywhere. How about the roof of the house? The roof is a triangle. It's not as tall as the tree triangles. It's a little bit shorter and squattier, but there it is. Let's color the roof of the house red. Let's make a red roof. Any kind of red will work. Any kind. Go around the window on the roof. And just work on the triangle part of the roof. Go around the window. But color in the roof of the house. So this triangle, the roof triangle, also has how many sides to it? Yep, it's got three sides to it. One, two, three. Now here's something else about a triangle. Now when we're talking about a triangle, when we're discussing a triangle and we're telling all about it, we're talking about the attributes of a triangle. That's a fancy word. It just means, what is a triangle like? Attributes. Tell me about a triangle. Well, it has three sides. And then take three more seconds for your red roof. Three. Two, one, awesome. All right, let's put down our red crayons. Let's look at the fence in the background. Do you see any triangles on the fence? Yeah, the top part of the fence going along. Let's color the top part of the fence brown. Just the triangles at the top part of the fence. There's one, two, three, four, five, and there's one by the chimney. Color those in brown. We're just doing the triangle part at the top of the fence. These are triangles because they have three sides. And now I want to tell you that because the sides are meeting and touching, they have three corners too. A triangle has three sides and three corners. Okay, I've got my brown triangles on the fence. Take two more seconds. Two, one. All right. Do you see triangles in front of the house? It's supposed to look like grass. Do you see it? All right, let's color the grass triangles green also. Any kind of green will work. You might have a light green that you could use. Let's color these. So triangles have three sides. They also have three corners. And we have colored big, tall triangles. And we've colored fat and wide triangles. Like on the roof, it's a lot fatter, huh, than the trees. And then we colored small triangles on the fence. And now we're coloring some small triangles for the grass, which means triangles could be any size, right? Big, small, skinny, fat, tall, short. All right, take two more seconds for your green grass that's shaped like a what shape? Triangle. Three, two, one. All right, put down your green crayon. Okay, let's look at the window on the roof. Look at the window on the roof. There's a big triangle, but guess what else? Do you see the triangles on the sides of the big one in the middle? Those triangles are turned over. They're kind of turned sideways. Is it okay? Yes, it's okay. A triangle can be turned over or upside down, and it's still a triangle as long as it has how many sides? Three. And how many corners? Three. So here's what I need you to do. We're looking at the window on the roof. The triangle that's in the middle, where it's a side, side, and a bottom. The triangle that's in the middle, let's color that yellow like a light is on. Color the main triangle in the middle. We're on the window of the roof, and it's shaped like a triangle. And we're coloring the one in the middle with side, side, and then it's on its bottom. All right, and we're coloring it yellow. Side, side, and then there's a bottom. Okay, so that's yellow, like there's a light on in the roof, like in the house of the roof of the attic. And then put down your yellow crayon. And then the triangles on the sides of that window, the ones that are turned sideways, let's color those blue, like they're curtains. Any kind of blue will work. I found my blue-green crayon first, so I'm gonna use that. So these triangles are kind of turned over. But if you look, there's a long side, and then there's a line going kind of diagonal, and then there's a top. It's still three sides, one, two, three. And there's still three corners, one, two, three. So it makes a triangle. So color both of the ones, the triangles that are turned over and kind of on their side. Make those blue like curtains. You got it. All right. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Put down your blue crayon. All right. Let's look at the window on the house. It's next to the door. It's downstairs. Do you see it? We've got the same thing going on. We have how many triangles in that one window? Do you see? Yes, there are three triangles on that one window. There's the main one in the middle, the one that we're used to, side, side, bottom. And then there's two on the sides, one on each side, and they're turned. So let's do the main one, the one in the middle, side, side with the bottom. Let's color it yellow like a light is on again. We want to make sure people are home, watching TV, eating their dinner, playing a game, because it's a triangle of light. All right, put down your yellow crayon. Now let's do these curtains a different color just for fun. right? Just for fun. Let's do orange curtains. Find an orange crayon. And we'll color the triangles on either side of the main triangle orange. These are still triangles because they have how many sides? And how many corners? If you said 3 and 3, you are a triangle expert. A triangle expert. All right. We learned triangles can be any color. They can be any size, small, medium, fat, tall, skinny. And guess what? They can be turned around and turned over and on their sides, right? Okay, put down your orange crayon. We have one more window. It's in the door. It's in the door. This is looks a little different, right? Because we have our main triangle, but it's upside down. The bottom is on the top. And then there's three triangles inside of there. Our main triangle and then the two on the side. Let's color that whole window yellow, even, quote, the curtains. Go ahead. The whole thing is yellow. All three triangles on the door make them yellow. We've got upside down triangles, triangles sitting on their sides. It doesn't matter as long as there are three sides and three corners. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right. Find your pencil. We're going to trace the triangles that are in that first line. Look, they're all different shapes. Well, not different shapes, but they're all different sizes. They're all triangles, but some are turned over. Go ahead, start tracing the first one. Trace carefully. Don't get messy and sloppy. So the first triangle, the bottom is on the bottom, but the next triangle, the bottom is at the top. It's kind of like, looks like an upside down triangle, but it doesn't have to be upside down because it still has three sides and three corners. Then the third triangle is on its side. It's on its side. It looks like a staircase kind of, or a ramp. And then the last triangle that we're tracing is standing up on its side. See that? All right. There is space next to the triangles that we just traced. I want you to draw three triangles on your own. They can be any size, any direction, as long as it has three sides and three corners, and it looks like a triangle. It can be any direction, any size. Draw three for me. Do your best. You don't have to draw, erase. Just do your best. And then you can put your pencil down. Scoot down to the next row. There are a bunch of shapes going across. We are going to color the triangles purple. Find a purple crayon, any kind of purple. There are 4 triangles among all of those shapes. Look for the ones with 3 sides and 3 corners and color them purple. There are 4 triangles. You're looking for 3 sides and 3 corners. Some of them have 4 sides or 5 sides or 6 sides. Don't color those. Those are not a triangle. A triangle has how many sides and how many corners? Exactly. So see if you can find all 4 and color them purple. Color them purple. I'm almost finished here. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, put down your purple crayon. Let's go to the next part. I see watermelon and a cookie. I love both of those. But I see a watermelon and a cookie. Which one looks like a triangle, the watermelon or the cookie? Yeah, the watermelon. So let's do a pink or a red watermelon fruity part, and then we can do the bottom part of the triangle green, you know, for the rind of the watermelon, the part you don't eat. Go ahead and color the top part of the triangle red. Don't worry about black seeds. You could go back later and get those black seeds if you want to. And then color the bottom part of the watermelon or the triangle green. All right. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Scoot over. Ooh, yummy. We've got a sandwich, or it kind of looks like a pot holder or a design, like a marble game. I'm not sure what that is, but which one is the triangle? Yeah, the sandwich. Let's color the sandwich brown. Just the whole thing brown. Maybe it's a chicken sandwich. Pita pocket. I don't know, but it's making me hungry. All right. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Scoot over. We've got a door and a piece of pizza with mushrooms on it. Which one is a triangle shape? Yeah, the pizza. Look, all the triangle shapes at the bottom are food. Watermelon sandwich and pizza. Let's color the pizza orange for cheese pizza. If you want to go back later when we're finished here and color the mushrooms and maybe the pepperoni a different color, you can. You can go in and out, but I'm just doing the whole thing orange. All right, boys and girls, we did it. You are triangle experts. We learned a bunch of attributes about triangles. They can be any size, any direction, any color, but they must have 3 sides and how many corners? 3. You got it. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.